a wonderful trainer from World Health. And today we're joined by the head honcho, Mr. Blake McDonald. Blake, welcome back to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's weird. I usually say to all the guests, I'm usually calling you on the phone, but now we actually get to talk for more than just 30 seconds.
I like it. No, it's way better.
Yes, I agree, man. I've been working out now, me personally, since about, I guess, March or April with Ricky. And I know January, I've noticed that the gyms are starting to get a lot busier now than they've used to be. So it's the middle of January. Lots of people are returning to the gym, Blake. Tons more, like a lot more have intentions of doing it. But what, in your opinion, Blake, is the biggest obstacle in front of people looking to get fit? What's the number one objection to joining a gym or a health club?
Well, it's a great question, Mark. Honestly, the number one thing we get from people is that they're not sure they're going to have the time to make it to the gym consistently enough to see results. You know, it's actually quite sad because at some point they felt as though it was important enough for them to actually come in and check out the gym and its programs in the first place. But now they're worried about, you know, finding the actual time to actually follow through on that.
So in your opinion, Blake, why do people struggle to find the time for something that we all know is incredibly important?
Well, I know, right? You think it would be so simple, but it's actually not. And there's a few things that people need to understand about themselves, and then some approaches for dealing with these things that, you know, I kind of want to talk about today. The first is making decisions all day long actually saps our willpower. So making a lot of decisions in a day can actually make it more difficult to ignore bad impulses, weigh negative and positive outcomes, and ultimately make further decisions at the end of the day. After a long day of thousands of decisions, many of us make poor decisions or just avoid making them at all. We come home, we eat, we crash in front of the TV. It feels good and we don't have to do anything else. Keeping this in mind, the approach is to try and limit the number of decisions you have to make to actually get to the gym. So for example, set specific days and times and, you know, book them in your calendar so you don't find yourself after a long day wondering whether tomorrow is going to be a better day to come. Pick a setting for your fitness activity that's on your way from home to work or work to home. So that way you don't have to vary too far off course. And schedule your workout in the morning versus the evening so that you don't have to make it the last decision of the day.
That's something I've struggled with, is just straight up organizing my day and making sure I have time for everything. So we're joined by Blake McDonald from World Health. So you think, Blake, a big thing is simply just organizing yourself either the night before or the morning of will make it easier on yourself?
Totally. I mean, that's a huge part of it. And another thing is to realize that we're all procrastinators. I'm a procrastinator too. You know, the thought of exercising typically causes anxiety. And so thoughts like, you know, I'll be more motivated tomorrow, or I need to be in the right frame of mind, you know, those are very natural. Everyone needs to realize that, you know, procrastination only leads to more procrastination. And so the key is sort of recognizing that now is always the best and easiest time to do something.
Joined by Blake McDonald from World Health. So basically a big thing is just changing your mindset, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, although it sounds easy, it is not that easy. And it actually brings me to my third point too, Mark. So, you know, it's easy to not have integrity with yourself. Everybody wants to be known for doing what they say they're going to do. But, you know, why doesn't that apply to the things that we promise to ourselves, like working out? A lot of people say, yesterday I said I would start tomorrow. And that's, you know, people realize that after the fact. You know, why do we let ourselves get away with saying that day after day? You know, at the end of the day, you got to hold yourself accountable in the same way that you'd expect someone at work to get something done that you need to complete your job. At the end of the day, it's your well-being, your health and fitness, and ultimately your longevity of life that's actually on the line. When you put it that way and you realize that the stakes are so high, it should be a little bit easier to hold yourself to those promises.
Oh, some really interesting things you bring up, Blake. We're joined by Blake McDonald from World Health. Are there any other tips for guys to make time for their fitness that you can think of?
Yeah, I mean, one more, and one that we talk a lot about with people, and it's an approach that we've really seen work time and time again, is to join a group, you know, either through getting a workout buddy or, you know, participating in a small group training class, or, you know, even just a large group fitness class. If you plan to work out in a way that involves others, it actually makes it more enjoyable and less likely that you'll try and avoid your workouts. You know, nobody wants to be the guy that lets others down by standing up, you know, the people who you're supposed to work out with. And this accountability ultimately leads to better adherence to your program. And that's why, like, a lot of high-value, full-service clubs like World Health are now focusing on getting our members integrated into, you know, group exercise classes or small group personal training sessions on a weekly basis. We just find that, If we can get people into those groups, they feel a lot more accountable to coming.
Well, I haven't had a chance to say this to his face on air, Blake, but next time you see Ricky, make sure you embarrass him, because he's actually been outstanding for motivating me to get back in the gym. He's been great to work with and always has a smile on his face, and that's something that I was intimidated getting back in the gym, but Ricky, my trainer, has made life so much easier for me in that way. So thank him next time you see him for me.
I will definitely do that, and we'll have to get him back on the show again.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe he's slated to join us in about 2 weeks or so, so we'll get him on then for sure. Blake, before we wrap up, did I hear correct? Are you a Pittsburgh Steelers fan?
I am not a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Good, I got some poor info there.
I was cheering against everybody but the, or I was cheering for anybody but the Dallas Cowboys, and I got my wish this weekend with the Packers beating them.
Who's your team then, or do you have an NFL team?
Redskins. I'm the Redskins.
Well, at least you have Rob Ryan coming around your defense now, so it's not all that bad for you. Blake, thanks for your time, buddy. We'll chat next week.
Thanks, Mark. Take care, man.
Blake McDonald from World Health.